If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTRadio.live. Bruce DeTorres on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
World Stage, exposing the tyrannies and exploring our power. With us this hour is Brigadier General Blaine Holt, retired, who built his leadership foundation in the military, where he advanced from instructor pilot to the second highest ranking U.S. military official at NATO. As commander of the U.S. Air Force, he orchestrated the DoD's most complex logistics operation on Operation Enduring Freedom, known as the Afghan Surge in 2009, and that his work earned him a Bronze Star. And he also went on to found the RestoreLiberty.org co-founder, and he is also a senior Newsmax contributor. Forgive my little bit of bumbling and fumbling due to a little difficulty that we had. But General, it is good to be with you. How are you today?
Bruce, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for the time and the opportunity.
Thank you. I am far more organized than my stumbling introduction would reveal. But it's been a pleasure to study you over the last few days, General, and to see a number of your clips and commentary on Newsmax, to read a number of your articles, and to do a decent dive into restore-liberty.org and get very excited about many things that are there. And we advertised that we'd be talking about the world's events and its implications to America. And I'd like to begin often by asking my guests, is there something top of mind that you definitely wanted to get into this episode? And here's a place to solicit it right now if you wanted to share anything, or I could you know, start us, you know, asking questions and finding about the things that I'm interested in. Where's your head these right now about these things?
Sounds good. Well, my head is almost the reason that we founded Restore Liberty right after the 2020 election in the United States, which was we had already cut through COVID, BLM and Antifa trying to burn down cities, global elites paying for them to do that, and then paying for the district attorneys to let them out, nobody held to account, and then a disastrous election. Me and another fellow veteran, a Black Hawk pilot, Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb, we got together with a small group and we got a pile of butcher paper and started sketching out not a political organization, but an organization that would return us to first principles. All of the veterans, for sure, raised their hand and said, I will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We take that seriously, and it's without expiration. And that is where we embarked from. It is not a red or blue organization, but an American organization that wanted to remind Americans of their freedoms, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the protections therein, and that those things are not free. They have to be protected and defended. And then blast us forward to today, and I'm, you know, we're all looking down the barrel of bank failures and just endless war, deterrable wars that get into hot wars, the rise of China that's being fueled by our weakness, and rogue states like Russia, Iran, and North Korea coming together, working together, and now doing it even more so under this construct called the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and laying the foundation to try to snatch global reserve currency away from what was until very recently the freest, most democratic nation on the planet, our republic that was, you know, forged on the ideals of the Federalist Papers and the Constitution. And what we're looking at this week ahead with Xi Jinping getting with Vladimir Putin, calling Zelensky, takes me right to the fires that we're all concerned about, but it also takes me back to the start of why we believe Restore Liberty is such an important organization, already in 50 states on less than $50,000. No, not 50 states, 44 states. So I'll stop there, but that's where my head is at right this second.
Well, and so is mine. And you know, on Liberty, excuse me, restore-liberty.org, there's a great Declaration of Constitutional Consent, which is intended to serve, quote, as a current version of what our founders signed in 1776, obviously the Declaration of Independence, not to replace it, but to augment it and list the grievances that we the people have concerning today's overreaching federal government. And I want to jump in with this question. Where do you see all that's besetting us as the result of a very intentional plan that for decades was called the New World Order, and now it's often referred to as the Great Reset? And specifically from this perspective, General, in my studies, I see the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as a huge turning point, the cliff that we went off. And at the hands of connivers behind the scenes, working to corrupt too many in our government and in our institutions to impoverish us and bring us to this point. We could talk a little bit, hopefully, about, you know, the big picture trajectory of how we got here, and then continue the analysis of current events and also the remedies, that of which there are plenty on your site. But where do you, you know, does that resonate with you? Do you see it in terms of a definite plan that's been inflicted on us?
I absolutely agree with you on that. You know, our founders, they were dealing with the shadows and the embers of the British Empire hovering alongside menacingly the War of 1812. Then we see the rise of the, you know, what we believe were the great industrialists, who really, once you saw Carnegie, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt rise and build America in the Industrial Revolution, they decided very early that they did not like competition. They wanted to be monopolistic. And over the years, as we watch the arc of history for the United States go through Woodrow Wilson, pushing on socialism, pushing down our throats, very questionably, a 16th Amendment with a system of progressive taxation, which lays the foundation for actually usurping our freedoms and controlling us through a taxation code, which has just become more brazen and more brazen over the years. And then we get through these wars where we start to become a debtor nation. And eventually we just give up on the gold standard altogether. And the Kennedy assassination is a pivotal moment along the lines, because you see that there is at that point an active deep state. We can all debate and argue whether there is sufficient evidence to say that the CIA was responsible in some way for that assassination. There's certainly more information coming out. But what's really important is that these figures along that history line, like Forrestal and Dulles, Hoover, they were the ones of their time that really had no patience for self-governance. They had no patience and no desire to see the American people firmly in control of their destiny. And I would argue that these things get us to where we are today, where you see most of the media controlled by global elites, unelected, assembling at unelected bodies that are global in nature, whether it's the UN, the World Economic Forum. We see the WHO bearing down on our freedoms and our sovereignty. And then we get to today, where we've got, and again, we can argue about the validity of the 2020 election. I would say, stop looking at the rearview mirror. They're in power and they're making real decisions that really affect our lives. But this nonsense that came about with their control of the media and social media and the censorship that we now see, you have Americans who, if they have an alternative viewpoint or want to call something out, just absolutely branded tinfoil hat wearers, censored off of platforms, only one side of the story that's the accepted side of the story from the deep state, which we now know absolutely is all too real. And so this is the arc that this history arc has brought us to. But, you know, I'm a consummate optimist. And what I can say is, in the last 6 months or so, I am just watching across the country and where I go do speaking events and talking to people from my Newsmax experience that Americans across the board, left and right, I mean, folks who call themselves Democrat are waking up saying, I didn't sign up for this. And it's not appropriate for my friend who happens to be of a different mindset than me to be censored. It's not appropriate to watch rights like our Second Amendment, our First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment rolled up right before our very eyes, brazenly taken away. And now they're not even really hiding it. Now they're, you know, we're about to see a former president of the United States potentially be arrested this week. That alone ought to tell the nation that, you know what, we've got cancer and we've got to take immediate action because we're in a very dangerous situation.
I'm thrilled to speak with you. Can I call you Blaine? Is that
please or Blaino? Okay. That would be my Air Force call sign, which you never get to pick, but either one is just fine.
You know, you emailed me that, and I was tempted, but I thought we'd have a chat first before I hit you with Blaino, sir, General. What really woke me up was studying 9/11, and I am persuaded from all that I've seen that that was definitely an inside job by the taking over by very, very nefarious, horrible, evil, criminal elements of much of our military and our intelligence. And what have you seen and what are your thoughts about that? Because it's a vital thing for you and I to establish is to have a conversation about reality.
Oh, sure.
What's your take on that? Yeah.
So during most of my military career and up until about 3 years ago, I would have actually said, I think you should check that. I see the 9/11 thing for what it is. I remember being a young major getting ready to take part in the planning of what we would do as our response. But lately, and as we see just an absolute usurpation of our liberties and the roll-up of people who don't think like the government or these three-letter agencies or these neocon, neo-libs who just want endless war and intervention, on our tab, by the way, because it's theft. I am very open-minded to go back and examine things that they won't even release 9/11 commission documents to us, and they won't even let us see it. And I find this so repulsive this many years later because so many of us committed great portions of our lives to going off on wars that had no real end game to them. They were just war for war's sake. And then we see the very thing. It's so funny. You know, you have the term Operation Enduring Freedom. Whose freedom? We're going to liberate Afghanis? Because back home where the towers fell, we gave up heaps of our freedom in this thing called the Patriot Act. And that's not what we were fighting for. And the thing about government is when they grab your liberty away from you, they tend never to give it back. We still don't even have a release of emergency power authorities, which, by the way, are illegal and don't exist on the COVID piece. And so the government takes and the government never gives back. And it's now at a place in our history where I believe it's so dangerous, not just from internal strife in our own country, pitting with the media's help, American against American, but the potential that we're looking down the barrel of World War III and we're going into it as weak as we can be and broke.
Yes. And we're going to take a little break right now. We are speaking with retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt here on TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's John Helmer and George Eliason.
In 2020 onward, Ukraine had been pegged to become a green energy hub by Germany. They were going to turn Ukraine into a hydrogen hub and a solar hub to power German industry, what was left of it, if the Green Party could take power. But they couldn't. They came in third in the elections in 2021. Before they got to the elections, the Green Party had made not starting Nord Stream a national security priority for Germany. They did this as a matter of policy on September 5th, right before Nord Stream exploded.
Do you see a German fingerprint on the operation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got to distinguish this between German and the Green Party. Germany itself, losing Nord Stream is almost an existential event. It's going to destroy the country. Loss of industry. Industry's fleeing. It's going to America, which makes Joe Biden pretty happy. But that's what the Green Party wanted.
War of the Worlds with John Helmer and George Eliason on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Affordable housing. We can build that. Sustainable housing. We can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Climate alarmists make the same mispredictions of doom decade after decade and century after century. We mandate that the truth be told. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
This is World Stage with Bruce DeTauris. My guest is Brigadier General, retired, Blaine Holt. And Blaine, I wrote a book called God School, 9/11 and JFK, The Lies That Are Killing Us, The Truth That Sets Us Free. And I recount, unfortunately, many examples and a lot of evidence and a lot of resources in the back of the corruption and criminality of large portions of our federal government and, unfortunately, our military. And by the way, we've got so much time left, Blaine. We're going to get into very optimistic stuff, all that we can get out, because boy, do we need it. But I want to pick your brain about a particular theory and hope that I have. I believe that nothing is all good or all bad, and too many conspiracy theorists and other folks who've got a microphone on podcasts and radio shows are rather too black and white. And I want to ask your impression of this theory that in the military, in whatever branches you're most familiar with, or the friends that you've got, or and even in the agencies, and even in the halls of power, Congress, et cetera. And I've had this confirmed. It's the impression of other folks who study this kind of stuff that there are factions, like you alluded to, the many who are life-loving patriots and good human beings who want the United States and all its institutions to be what they claim to be what they're purported to be. And yet there are certainly elements of them that get co-opted to be what they're purported to be. And yet there are certainly elements of them that get co-opted to do horrible things like launch unnecessary wars and impose things like the Patriot Act. And here's another picture I'll paint and then get your comment to all of the above. And again, we're in no rush. Not only do I see the Kennedy assassination as the climax at the end of Act Two in the three-act story of America, I see the corruption and horrible things that the United States government has done to us and many around the world on behalf of elements behind the scenes, big money, and just blackmailed from corrupt criminality, culminating in 9/11 as a false flag attack And the imposition of the USA Patriot Act and even the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, which has replaced under its emergency provisions, which you mentioned, our rights, concluding if we don't live under the Constitution and don't have our constitutional rights anymore, we are not America. We can say we are, we can have parades, we can stage elections, but until and unless we have our rights back, we're not America. But specifically, your response, please, to the point of what's your impression of different factions holding each other in check, kind of a battle between forces that want honesty and goodness versus however much the military or other institutions of power might be used by awful, evil, criminal forces?
Yeah, these are really great questions. And the logic that you take in your book to get to the place called 9/11, you know, it's all right there. And I would like to see more transparency and more releases from the commission that was held. But to get into where, first off, having worked in the government and around the interagency and different various factions, there are so many really good people that work in a service mode every day, waking up saying, I am giving service to this nation and I am sacrificing with my family to make sure that that happens because I believe in this nation and I think that government service is quite honorable. And I notice I did not say the vast majority of. That's a cliche I'm going to set off to the side because the federal government, if there's a root ball here or a cause, it's been allowed to grow unchecked, out of control, too big. And the bigger it gets, the worse the behavior. And the bigger it gets, the more the politicization. And the more that people expect you in your government agency as a civil servant just to accept the politicization. We're the regime in charge. You will do what we say and you will not question it. And, I remember on clear instances where I've been told catchy little lines from civilian leaders saying, we will defend the president's budget. And me thinking in the back of my head, we'll do that at the expense of the defense of the Constitution? Shouldn't someone be going and telling Congress that militarily these cuts are, at the time I was working these things, it was a thing called sequestration, are going to deplete us because we're involved in two major wars and maybe cutting just the rank and file readiness while preserving what they love to call modernization, where we get to buy aircraft and ships at five times too much money. You can start to take a step back and say, I can easily see now, if this is allowed to continue to grow and become unchecked, that you can normalize these influences. When we look back at the Trump administration years and the activities and actions of the FBI, I think these are classic examples of these symptoms I'm talking about, where in Congress you have FBI representatives puzzled looks looking at representatives like, how dare you even ask me about this? It's an ongoing investigation. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't have to answer for this. Or you get DHS with Secretary Mayorkas saying, no, the border's under complete control. And we all know they're lying. And it's just so glaring. But then you've got a complicit media structure with that. And they're all intertwined. And then when you see these things, then look back when it was the 70s and the early 80s and people were trying to out the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, where they said there were agents, you know, permeating our media structures and our channels. Well, when you see what's happening today, you look back at that and you go, no, that's not hard to believe at all. In fact, it's easy to believe because you have a government now that is dedicated to telling you, don't you question us. Don't you try to get in the middle of what we're doing. And if you do, we're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to come wreck your life. Or ruin you in a variety of other ways. And this is not what our framers intended. What we were intended for was self-governance. And where I'm at, and I'm working on a book that I call, working title would be Breach, And that is that, you know, look, Americans are not advocating to watch their union be blown up or to balkanize the United States. But what we should revisit, in my view, is that if the federal government is out of compliance with the actual Constitution, meaning let's take Article 1, Section 2, Article 4, Section 4, rather, the security of the United States is to be provided by the federal government. Okay, well, they're not doing that. Go look at the southern border. Article 1, Section 8 says the Congress is going to provide for the budgeting and the resourcing of the federal budget. But nothing could be further from the truth. These are all bought and paid for by the K Street folks and special interests who will tell you what the budget is to be smacked up against what the presidential budget is. And the list goes on and on about these breaches. But to me, if the federal government is in, or Article 2, Section 2, security of our elections, I don't want to leave that one off. But if that's the case, then they're in breach. And if they're in breach, doesn't mean we dissolve the union. In my view, it means that we should then consider the 10th Amendment, sovereignty of states, is supreme to the Interstate Commerce Clause and the Supremacy Clause until the federal government decides to get its act together. But I don't think that's going to really happen, Bruce, until we the people demand it so, and we the people take a hatchet to the size of that government, because if anything needs antitrust in this country, it's the federal government.
I want to read, thank you, ditto underscore, getting back to the premises of our founding. This is the mission statement of, I'm going to call it your organization, restore-liberty.org, Restore Liberty. You were one of the founders of this organization. Can I call it your organization, Blaine?
Absolutely. With great pride. I would never rob my co-founder of that or the many people that we now work with on the team.
All right. Well, Restore Liberty is both a nonprofit 501c4 and 501c3 organization committed to restoring the original intent of the United States. It is focused on reviving and restoring the knowledge of and passion for the liberty America was founded on. Restore Liberty is based on the ideas found within the Declaration of Constitutional Consent, which is an item on your website written by and posted by Restore Liberty, which reestablishes the relationship between the free citizens of the states and the central government, denouncing the usurpations of their consent by the latter. Restore Liberty's primary mission is to ensure the citizens of each sovereign state within the Union of the United States are able to pursue happiness by embracing true liberty free from central government control beyond their consent. And I am a tremendous espouser of the history of our founding along those lines, because it's pretty much gone with the wind. It's what's taught in schools these days doesn't do justice to what America was founded to be, and nor the potential of being such a republic, such a place with people so empowered to actually feel that they can make a difference. And that's why one of the big chapters in my book, Blaine, is called School, because I consider the public school, just so you know a little something about your new friend, Bruce, I consider the experience of public school a crime against humanity in my analysis and understanding of what humans could, I'll say, should be if they were allowed to be free and raised by loving parents. This is so impossible to many, if not most, because of how hard it is to make a living, how hard it is for either parent to be at home and to raise your own kids instead of giving them off to school. And here's the bottom line about school, Blaine. It's this, that generations now of Americans are not raised to be free and think of themselves as these proud, upright, chest-beating citizens and patriots as envisioned by the founders, because you can't keep children locked indoors for their formative years and expect them to love freedom. They never had it. And part of being free is making your own decisions, hundreds of decisions a day for the first 10, 15 years of your life, so that making decisions and trusting your judgment comes easily and naturally. What our society and what school creates are people who are trained to do basically one thing, what they are told, to be good and obedient order followers, and to not trust their judgment, so that they will look for, when they graduate, what they had their entire upbringing, a boss, somebody to tell them what to do. So, doctor, my diagnosis is it's a crisis of powerlessness. And a lot of what's on Restore Liberty reflects that, because it's existential. Is if our identity is that I'm a holy creature created by God, and that's the implication of what's on restoreliberty.org, then I'm going to want to decide for myself and negotiate with others. What am I going to do today? And what kind of laws is my town going to pass? Is my national government going to pass? So these are the vital, huge things that there, now that I've unpacked them for you, Blaine, you and I could have a better conversation, because you know more where I'm coming from. As all I, one of the major things I want to do in this conversation is find out where you're coming from, where you see America and its role in the world from your very different experience than mine, having risen to the heights of the Air Force to become a brigadier general and one of our major representatives for a while, representing the country in NATO in that alliance. I'm eager to hear your response to all that I just put on the table.
Well, you know, if you want to find out something about how something works, go study it. And I went and got my master's degree in education. So I feel very qualified to tell you that one of the front lines in this cultural war that has been waged on us without us asking for it, and waged on our freedom, is to take our children away from us. And again, it's gone to a very bad place. Now they're just brazenly doing it. Now they're actually in a public forum, bringing FBI agents to look at those who might complain that the teachers and the school boards are saying you don't have we're even talking about the issue of parental rights bothers most Americans. But now you have the battle lines out there in full scale, where Randy Weingarten and the NEA and her armada, her army, is out there to say, no. The state has your child. The state owns your kid. And they're not up to any good intent for your child when they get them. So they're going to turn them against you. And I know this quite well. And they're going to cast doubt in their minds as to whether they're even a boy or a girl. But everything is wrapped up in control and subservience to the state. And will you get a decent enough job by jumping through the hoops that we've put before you so that you can pay your enslaved debt that was levied on our children when Barack Obama pushed it into the American Affordable Health Care Act, monopolizing that and inflating the heck out of all the tuitions because the government was backing the paper. And then you get all these worthless degree programs out there that they encourage kids to go into. And then they all get very weepy about the debt that they may be forgiven in now. But what you get on the other side is a compliant citizen that's too levered financially, doesn't think about being able to build their own business because they don't have the skills to think independently or critically. And that's exactly what the deep state and the globalists are after. And that's how you erase United States sovereignty. And this is a critical battlefield.
And this is a critical conversation that will continue on the other side of this break. We are speaking with Brigadier General, retired Blaine Holt, here on TNT Radio.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified before the Senate Finance Committee today, and she admitted that the Fed's rate hikes played a role in the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. She also admitted that Silicon Valley Bank received special treatment and that community banks might not be so lucky. Indeed, she all but said the quiet parts out loud. Hey, Heartland, And all you red state MAGA mutts, we hate you. In case you hadn't figured it out, we will contaminate your air and water. We will shutter your banks and businesses. We will kill off all your livestock. We will poison your fields. And we will smoke you out one way or another. We want you dead. Oh, and she also admitted that Social Security benefits will be 24% lower in 9 years when the federal government's retirement Ponzi scheme finally goes bankrupt. Not to worry, I've known since the 1980s that I and my generation were going to get stiffed on Social Security. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is among five people named as recipients of the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award for acting to protect democracy. President Zelensky was chosen because he has marshaled the spirit, patriotism, and untiring sacrifice of the Ukrainian people in a life-or-death fight for their country. The John F. Kennedy Library Foundation said, in response, journalist Gonzalo Lira asked, "So when you shut down opposition news channels, persecute journalists critical of you, imprison your political opponents, and in some cases have them murdered, that's defending democracy?"
You're listening to Bruce DeTorres on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And my guest is Brigadier General, retired, Blaine Holt, senior contributor to Newsmax. Blaine, if you've got a thought following what we just discussed, please share. Otherwise, we could pivot to some other kinds of topics and questions. What's on your mind?
I'm ready to pivot. There's so much to get at. This is the apex. We are here. We are at this moment of truth for our country, and so many of us have been weary in this battle. But I'm excited because this time has come. All of these influences, whether it's a banking crisis, the truths coming out about COVID, the truths coming out about vaccines, the absolute billions and trillions that have been thefted from us, we the people, and how our liberties are being taken away, it's all there, and everybody's now starting to understand it, and I'm so excited for it.
You've been a player in the games that I've watched as a spectator, as a private citizen. I watch and think about and read about what the military does, what presidents do. I've studied history, but again, I'm basically on the sidelines besides what I actually do in spreading the word as a, you know, radio host and as an author and things like that. That's my contribution. It's with content and discussion about these kind of things. And many times I see things like my analysis of COVID and the shots. Blaine, have you heard this or have you thought about this yourself? Maybe with all seriousness, I see COVID and the shots as yet another false flag. We've been attacked by people we thought were protecting us. Government and pharmaceutical companies, and it's been blamed on this enemy, this disease, and the harm of the shots in injuries and deaths, I'm convinced, are the reason why so many huge stories have broken in the last couple of years, maybe starting with the disappearance of Jeffrey Epstein in August 2019, COVID followed thereafter. And last year, the war, maybe it had nothing to do with changing the story, but I see so much of these things as political theater meant to distract us from the reality of the shot and its harm. And I'd love your take on that particularly, please.
Yeah, so if we take it from, I like to take it from the prism of being a war planner or a military strategist. When you have a very giant goal, when you have to go after and take down an enemy, and let's call ourselves the enemy of this global elitist group that has just an insatiable lust for power, control, and money, in order to take down a free people like the United States, of which I would argue they still don't understand who we are. They have no idea, which is actually much to our benefit and why we'll ultimately win along with the Lord's help. But when you're going to try to do something like that, your best effort is to create as many crises, as many different types of events, as tightly compact as possible to get after what you really want. And everything that I can see that's happened since the beginning of COVID has been about control and usurpation of our own power. That could be trying to take out a duly elected government with endless false scandals that eventually, through a lot of lawfare, have to be proved disproven. It could be the disease itself. But you know, this is the thing: if you just peek behind the curtain, it is absolutely factual that Podesta and a bunch of these folks were running simulations and exercises about a COVID virus coming out. They really don't camouflage themselves that much. It's just that one of the things that a free-loving people does is turns off this political nonsense that we see every day. Most Americans want to live their lives. They want to be in their communities. They want to live their freedom, hit a football game on a Friday night, see you at church on Sunday, and just leave your politics and me out of it. And this is how Democrats and Republicans get along just fine all over the place. But if you if you go at your enemy in a multifaceted way like they're doing right now, that's where you have significant gains. At the same time, it's your Achilles tendon, because the more complex your plan is, the more seeable it is, and the tougher it's going to be for you to coordinate all these actions just exactly the way that you want them to. And it's starting to show really badly for them.
Right. And your expressions of optimism resonate and ring, because it's a percentage of my impression, and it's something I want to fan. And it's along the lines of trusting in the truth to persevere, overcome the corruption and the evil. We'll see. I think it's a neck and neck race. I see lots of evidence of a plan to impoverish, enslave, and depopulate much of the world. I see that as a very plausible goal for much of economic and social and pharmaceutical endeavors over the last few years. Have you seen online or anywhere else a woman named Sasha Ladipova and her analysis of her research into the development of the medicines, the injections, and her documentation along with some friends, Catherine Watt, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. Blaine, it's really a very credible presentations of what appear to be documents that show how the Pfizer medications have been controlled and steered in large measure under authorization or categorization under the Department of Defense. And it's a real expose in the last few months. Is that familiar to you? Have you seen any of that?
It is. And it's got to be drilled into hard. And, you know, the frustrating thing, especially when you've had the kind of career that I've had, is watching all of this occur from the fall of Kabul to right now and talking about this issue. Where's the accountability? And I get it. The Republicans are trying to mount an examination on the Hill. The problem is you'll embarrass people with questions on the Hill on TV, but I still don't see anybody going to jail. I still don't see anybody doing a perp walk for actual crimes committed against Americans. Instead, I see porn star nonsense about to go down against the tweeter in chief. And, you know, Americans have just had it. And it's really not a GOP Democrat issue. It's about the elites in control with absolute disdain for us, because they think we're rubes, but we're going to have to insist on taking back our government. And I believe we're going to.
Are you aware of a writer and researcher named Whitney Webb and her new book, relatively new, One Nation Under Blackmail? Is that familiar to you?
Yeah, I know the book is actually, I'm embarrassed to say, in my stack of things I need to read. I'm currently reading Dark Storm by Tony Schaefer. Yes, we need to get more of that. But what we really do need to do as Americans is we have to daily melt the switchboards of our elected representatives, so much so that they won't even answer the phones anymore, so much so that they're embarrassed. We need to demand that our papers print a balance of op-eds, or we will put them out of business. We need to get in the faces of our school boards and our county commissions and our city councils and saying this stops now.
And that's, I hold that's in my hand. Yeah, Blaine, I hold in my hand, printed from restore-liberty.org, how to enable the founder's vision of a free republic. Two or three pages of these very specific strategies and tactics you just named. Question, Whitney's book was in two volumes. Did you get both volumes? Did you get the bundle from trineday.com?
Yeah, they're, yes, I do. I have them.
Okay, because you mentioned Hoover before, J. Edgar Hoover. And as much as he certainly was a zealot for the his version of Americanism, there's a great case to be made. And also why we don't see prosecutions and we don't see people locked up for current crimes.
Right.
That there is so much overlapping blackmail and corruption and the goods and horrible stories that too many in power have on each other, that it accounts for kind of that gridlock that I was describing before.
Right.
That, and also by the time it gets on television or it gets on the floor of Congress for a hearing, for all that real hard questions are being asked of those who've represented COVID, those who've represented the injections, even Fauci and Twitter executives who participated in censoring. Yes, we need all those hearings possible, and we do need all the phone calls and all the letter writing that you're talking about, but and a lot of prayer. You alluded to the Lord, because the level of corruption that we are up against, and here's my shameless plug for all books by trineday.com. I'm their marketing director, trineday.com. Just look at some of the books there. Find our podcast there. Conversations with many of the authors. It's a curriculum of epic proportions, Blaine, along these lines, to really, really drill down, as you say, and get certain about holy stink. Because the bottom line is to look for a hero or a representative. As much as we must push into positions of power good people who've got their head on straight about wanting accountability and the truth and the prosecution of real crimes, if each of us doesn't every day do it, I'm echoing what you just said. Blaine, it's really up to us, and that's the nature of being a self-governing people. What a concept.
It is. It is, and I think we're going to get a chance to get it back. It's just we're going to go through a lot more challenges here, I believe, in the days ahead, but they're the immediate days ahead. It's upon us now. It's just that people can't be apathetic anymore. We're going to be a changed nation out of this period of our history, regardless. We'll never be the same again. And in some ways, that's very good, because people will always remember what it was like to wear a face diaper when it wasn't going to do any good. People will always remember their friend who might have died from either the disease or being denied ivermectin or being denied medical care because they wouldn't take the vax. And then all of these execs making incredible amounts of money, and all they're trying to do is get you to the next booster. And we already know a lot of the data that's coming out supports possible criminal charges for continuing to foist this thing on us. If you look at the CDC, their Operation Cover Your Butt is in high gear right now. They're actually put out a release earlier this week saying, well, we're now seeing enough damage post-vaccine to actually warrant an investigation. It's like, really? Do you think you're going to avoid criminal charges that way? Because we, the people, don't think you should be avoiding criminal charges. And then the other laughable thing that I saw was that piece put out by Oyster in the Atlantic calling for COVID amnesty, because we just didn't understand it all at the beginning. But you know what? A lot of us did. And we watched 350,000 businesses and livelihoods go away. We watched neighbor turn against neighbor because some believed the nonsense they were being pitched, and they're illegal governors, and some didn't. And that's how you divide a nation. And no one will ever convince me that this wasn't all by design, all on purpose, with folks in our government who have more allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party than our nation.
And there's well written research books already out for the last couple of years. For one, by Robert Kennedy Jr., the real Anthony Fauci. Are you familiar with Naomi Wolf's work and what she's published?
Oh, yes, very much so.
.io, yep. Nice. And her war room effort with Steve Bannon, the analysis of the Pfizer documents, in case anybody's in doubt about how to get certain about this. Now, in our remaining moments here, we've got a nice handful of minutes here, Blaine. Optimistically, what I rely on the nature of reality, which is to me, our thoughts become things. This is an entirely spiritual, mystical, magical realm, and consciousness permeates, the one eternal spirit permeates everything and blesses our efforts where we trust and try and staying calm, because as a human, sometimes that's a challenge for all of us. What can you teach us, tell us, encourage us along the lines of optimism, my friend?
Well, I would tell all Americans to take heart. And I like to start with a quote from one of my favorites, not an American, Winston Churchill, who said, "You can always trust the Americans to do the right thing after they've tried everything else." And one of our greatest strengths is that when we've had enough, we will turn on a dime. And I am watching that right now. And Americans of all ilks, I mean, left, right, up, down, you know, I have a lot of liberal friends who are like, I didn't sign up for this. And it's happening. It's happening. We are, you know, and I absolutely am never embarrassed or feel shy about saying we are and are still one nation under God, and God is with this nation. And these terrible people who eschew freedom, they hate our Constitution. They hate that we could run around and rival them one day through our own thoughts and creativity and our own entrepreneurial pursuits. That we're actually not going to play their game. And I love this about the nature of us, but we don't have to. And Americans are finding out about that. And this overreach that they have played on us is coming to a head very soon. And so I'm just getting more and more optimistic by the day that, A, we're getting to the end state here. And it probably will be a very dangerous end state. We have to watch what's happening all over the world. But I also like that Americans are now reunifying without the help of the media or social media or the government or anybody else, because eventually it just won't make sense to the Americans, who have an incredible amount of collective wisdom, and they know when they're being stolen from and their kids' lives are being ruined, and they're just not going to have it. And I can see it at the local levels with Restore Liberty in all of our communities waking up across the country.
Well, just as an adult who needs and wants to go forward, I feel there's nothing else to do except trust against trust, hope against hope. Obviously, thoughtful people say, take the news in measured doses. You know, anyone who plugs into it, really will have your head spin. Take the time to get centered and quiet and get your own head together.
Absolutely.
And list the things that you're grateful for in order to be able to face these things. And it's
important. Always.
And the other side of the coin is, we got to know, you know, and stay up to date about all these things, because it's urgent. It couldn't be more urgent. That's and right. Yeah. What does Newsmax call it? We've got a dwindling seconds here. Where should people follow you primarily in order of your instruction, Blaine?
So newsmax.com, you can find a blog site there called The Irascible Disruptor. That's me. You can always read me. I'm usually on once a week with a new piece. And again, I'm thrilled that I have the gift of having a microphone to speak out and reassure Americans that, yes, there's problems, but we're going to go after them together.
Thank you. And also restore-liberty.org. My guest has been Blaine Holt, and this is TNT Radio.